And I've done it because he is unreasonable in his points of view. I worked with him on many issues related to the Dustin Inman Society. I helped him raise money. I've been involved with it. And because I believe that Governor Kemp, first of all, you can't assume every Hispanic person you say is an illegal immigrant. And that if they don't speak English well, that they're illegal. Okay, that's unfair. That's prejudiced. It's not racist. It's prejudiced. You have a prejudice against this person. Okay? But what I will say is, we have pretty tough laws as it relates to illegal immigration. And that the governor has helped with the National Guard. He's done all kinds of things with Governor Greg Abbott. As far as the border crisis is concerned, yes, you're right. He hasn't been, quote, rounding up illegal immigrants like he said in his primary ad. And I didn't like that ad. I was one of those people that I got to see those ads early. And I picked the Jake one. I loved it. Where he was sitting on the porch about one of Jake dating his daughter. I loved that. I thought it had a great sense of humor. And then the other one I liked was him taking a chainsaw to regulation. I didn't like the pickup truck one, but that's the one they went through. And I just believe the situation, if you can't look at the situation on the border and see that the game has changed and that we're going to need different tactics to deal with it, then I can't really talk to you about it. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take you up to the top of the hour. I will look up Kayla Hamilton and try to be a little more knowledgeable about that. We'll be back.
Stay in the